Watch Democrat tells angel families, sorry for your loss. But Americans are more violent than illegal aliens. By John Binder on March 4, 2026. During a House Judiciary Committee hearing on Wednesday, Representative Steve Cohen, DTN, told angel families who were present in the audience that he was sorry, but that Americans are more likely to be murdered by fellow Americans than illegal aliens. For the folks that are here and your families, I'm sorry. It's terrible what happened to your children and family members. But they are more likely, American citizens are more likely to be attacked by United States citizens who are not undocumented who came here and who were born here, Cohen told angel families. Americans are more likely to commit these crimes. Several angel families, whose loved ones have been murdered by illegal aliens, sat behind Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Kristi Noem as she faced the committee. Following Cohen's comments, officials at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, responded, calling the statement reprehensible. Rep. Cohen pointing to angel families in the audience. I'm sorry for what happened to your loved ones, but there is no but, Rep. Cohen. Your comments here are reprehensible, ICE officials wrote on X. During a recent White House ceremony honoring angel families, Angel Dad Steve Ronabek told the establishment media in the room that every American death at the hands of an illegal alien is wholly preventable. All these deaths at the hands of illegal immigrants are preventable, Ronabek said. They could have been stopped, we could have done so much more. Unfortunately, under President Joe Biden, somebody took their foot off the brakes and put their foot on the accelerator to let these people into our country. And it wasn't just regular people, it was criminals, murderers, killers, rapists, Ronabek said. On January 22, 2015, Ronabek's son Grant was working as a cashier at the Quick Trip convenience store in Mesa, Arizona, when illegal alien Sinaloa cartel member Apolinar Altamirano walked up to the counter and demanded a pack of cigarettes. When Grant told Altamirano he would have to pay for the cigarettes, the illegal alien shot him to death and then stepped over his lifeless body to grab the cigarettes from behind the counter. At the time of the murder, Altamirano had been living in the United States for more than 20 years. Years later, in 2022, he pleaded guilty to murdering Grant and received fewer than 40 years in prison. He died last year in prison. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.